This is an audition tape for Larry M. Jewell. I can be reached most rapidly by contacting my parents, Mr. and Mrs. A.E. Jewell, in Salt Lake City, Utah. Their address is 1175 Chevy Chase Drive. Their telephone number, area code 801-262-8795. My address in Sydney, Nebraska at the present time is Omar Court, Apartment P, as in Poughkeepsie, in Sydney, Nebraska. Zip code 69162. My telephone number is area code 308-254-2751. This audition tape contains a short newscast, a series of commercials which I have done at my present place of employment, plus an air check of play-by-play, specifically in baseball, which I have done this summer here in Sydney, Nebraska. Good evening. President Nixon made a major political bid for the blue-collar vote in his Labor Day address to the nation. Nixon urged workers to go to the polls in record numbers November 7th. Nixon said that the traditional American values have come under challenge by his opponent, George McGovern. Democratic presidential candidate George McGovern says he expects to narrow the gap between himself and President Nixon by October 1st. Even though the Democratic hopeful is trailing Nixon by a wide margin in the polls, he says he expects to overtake Nixon by Election Day. Typhoon Elsie is headed for one of the largest U.S. air bases in South Vietnam. Weathermen report that the typhoon is packing wind gusts of 36 miles per hour and lessening as it moves inland. The storm is expected to hit Da Nang at noon Monday, Saigon time. Two British soldiers have been killed in Belfast in the past 8 days when separate patrols mistook each other for IRA gunmen and fired. The latest deadly case of mistaken identity came Sunday when one soldier was killed. Sources say there have been several incidents in the past when patrols fired on each other, but heretofore no one has been killed. Thunderstorms but little rain moved over Northern California, hit by a rash of lightning-caused weekend fires. Officials say that more than 800 such fires have broken out in the last 6 days, but most were small and nearly all were quickly contained. The World Chess Championship at Reykjavik drew to a formal close Sunday when winner Bobby Fischer and loser Boris Spassky received their purses. The American challenger had a check for $76,000, and losing Russian Boris Spassky was given $46,000. Law enforcement officials are keeping an eye on the 200,000 young music fans gathered on an Illinois island for the Labor Day weekend rock festival. They say the crowd is well behaved. The huge festival opened on 1,100-acre Bull Island in the Wabash River Saturday, and police report people are still arriving. Japanese police arrested a former paint shop owner Sunday on suspicion of hiring two men to kill his daughter and collect more than $68,000 in life insurance. Authorities also took into custody the two alleged accomplices involved in the death of the 9-year-old girl last Monday. That's the latest news. Larry Jewell reporting.
You know, the way some people drive, they shouldn't be allowed on the road without a guardian. Now, I wasn't sure that Stickney's was trying to put me down or not when they said I needed a guardian whenever I got behind the wheel of a car. Imagine, me, of all people, with a guardian. I mean, they really got to me. I was ready to pop someone in the nose until I realized that guardian is a tire. Well, that cooled me off a little. But I really simmered down when I learned that they were talking about a Uniroyal tire. And this Uniroyal tire is advertised for as low as $16.39 plus federal excise tax and the smooth tire off of your car. Now, I know a little something about tires. And let me tell you, $16.39 for a Uniroyal tire is not something you see every day. This Uniroyal tire has 4 full plies of polyester cord. Not rayon, not nylon, but polyester. It has a wraparound tread. And that tread, believe it or not, that tread is 12/32 of an inch deep. See Stickney's in Sydney. Tell them that you want a guardian.
Down on your sofa. discount on long-distance calls. Dial yourself a discount, save some dough. Dial yourself a discount anywhere within the state. Discount dialing, that's the way to go.
Got friends or relatives in other parts of Nebraska? Now you can visit them by long-distance telephone and save 20% too. That's right, any weekday after 5 p.m. and all day Saturday, you can save 20% on calls to anywhere in Nebraska if you dial direct and call without operator assistance. Dial yourself a discount tonight.
Dial yourself a discount anywhere within the state. Discount dialing, that's the way to go.
When you look for friendly service, personalized prescription filling, plus a wide selection of nationally advertised products, the place you want to go is Western Drug, 836 10th Avenue in Sydney. Western Drug carries everything from antibiotics to antacid remedies, the latest in scientific remedies approved by your doctor. You'll find service with speed, a genuine interest in your problems, and dependability when it comes to filling your prescription accurately. That's at Western Drug in Sydney.
Honorable Sahib, the time of the tiger paw is upon us. The great beast paws are rampant upon the road. Tiger paws by Uniroyal, so powerful and yet so quiet, so massive yet so agile. Uniroyal tiger paws are the tires for your car. Uniroyal tiger paws are made with four full plies of polyester cord. Tiger paw tires are molded in the wide 78 series contour. Tiger paw tires lean into a curve, keeping the paws' grip on the road. Tiger paws will bring out the beast in your car. Step on the gas, and you have a tiger by the tail. Step on the brake, and she's tame again. Tiger paws are available at Stickney's Incorporated in Sydney. And right now, they're priced as low as $19.95, plus federal excise tax, and the smooth tire off your car. So roll on down to Stickney's, 1119 Illinois, and tell them to let your tiger paws out of the cage. Go ahead, bring out the beast in your car. Only Uniroyal makes tiger paws, and Stickney's has them.
We go into the bottom half of the sixth inning now. Sydney exploding for four runs in the top half of the sixth inning, making it 7-1. And now Shadron has to come back. They have to score runs. They have to score them in a hurry to stay in this ball game, Al.
You're right. I don't know, Larry, but I think Weezer might be getting a little bit stronger as this game goes on.
Heart of the order now. Number 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Ben Clark leading off. He'll be followed by Buckmaster, then Junior Fisher, Dale Stala if they go to four batters. Ben Clark, slightly open stance. Now back at shortstop, chokes up on the bat just a little bit. He's 2-for-2 tonight, 2 singles. Fastball called strike knee-high on that inside corner. Beautiful pitch by Pat Weezer. That's probably the best fastball he's thrown tonight, the best position fastball.
Clark has 2 of the 4 hits so far tonight's ballgame for Shadron, Larry.
Weezer winds and fires. Hit on the ground to the third baseman. Big hop by Hal Zaleski. He fires him out of first base. And that almost got a bad hop as Zaleski grabbed that one about the bill of the cap. To throw him out of first base. One out here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Wayne Buckmaster coming to the plate. Buckmaster now the pitcher. Started as a pitcher. Went to shortstop. Now back as pitcher. Pat Weezer working on the mound. Buckmaster so far tonight has walked and has bunted a man on to second base. Sacrifice bunt. He's 0-for-0 tonight. Pat Weezer working on the mound. Buckmaster, stocky right-handed hitter. Weezer comes to the plate. High fastball. Off Thayer's mitt. Clear back to the backstop. Ball one. 1-0 count now on Buckmaster. On deck, Junior Fisher. Buckmaster, short and stocky. He's strong. Weezer, lines and fires, comes to the plate. Fastball, called strike, beautiful pitch, and he buzzed that one. There was some smoke on that one.
That's what I say, Larry. I think Pat's just getting tougher instead of getting tired.
Six-run lead helps any pitcher. 1-1 pitch now to Wayne Buckmaster. Fastball into the dirt, ball two, clear back to the backstop, and Weezer didn't like what he did with that pitch. He wanted to get that one up just a little bit. 2-1 count now on Buckmaster. On deck, Junior Fisher. Weezer winds and fires, 2-1 pitch, fastball into the dirt, ball three. Weezer goes to 3-1 on the cleanup hitter, Wayne Buckmaster.
You know, Larry, something just came to mind. Earlier this season, Coach Knockstead said that Ringelmann is a better relief pitcher than he is a starter. So we might keep this in mind.
3-1 pitch, way high and away, and that one got away from Weezer. He needed a tow rope to bring that one back into the strike zone, and that one is ball four to Wayne Buckmaster. Buckmaster still not to the plate officially tonight. He's walked twice. Finds himself on first base. Junior Fisher coming to the plate. Now those are both walks given up by Pat Weezer.
And both of them to Buckmaster.
Junior Fisher so far tonight has lined out to the center fielder twice. He set it on the button. Weezer has not fooled Junior Fisher, the catcher. Slightly closed stance. First pitch to Fisher. Fastball inside, ball one. And Fisher, who couldn't do anything against Ringelmann, still is 0 for 2 tonight, but he's nearly torn the cover off the ball.
And both times the Buckmaster's walk, Larry, has been when he has been on the mound pitching.
Next pitch to Fisher backs him out of there, ball two. Weezer's leaning back and firing that thing, but he can't find the plate right now. 2-0 count now to Junior Fisher, right-handed hitting catcher. Fisher giving Bruce Hockman a lot of business tonight, lining out to the center fielder twice. Fastball, fouled off to the left side, is going to drift out of play, going to go as a strike, nearly got a car over there. 2-ball, 1-strike count now on Junior Fisher. Dale Stala on deck. Junior Fisher, 2-1 count on him. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Sydney leading 7-1. This is the championship of the midget division of the Panhandle League. Weezer, strike call on that outside corner. Count goes 2-2 now. The winner of this ball game takes the championship of the entire league. Shadron has the northern championship, Sydney the southern championship.
Right.
Thank you, Al. Okay, 2-2 pitch to Junior Fisher. Breaking pitch just misses outside. Count goes full now, and that's a dangerous pitch. He got that one up, and luckily he just got it out of the reach of Fisher.
Yeah, I was expecting an entirely different pitch than what Pat threw up there that time, Larry.
Buckmaster, is he going to be going? No, fastball away, ball four, and Weezer gives up base on balls number three, so he's walked the last two hitters to face him after getting the first out here in the inning. One man out, two men on, and coming to the plate, Dale Stala, the first baseman. Stala so far tonight has grounded out to the second baseman, popped out to the first baseman. Right-handed hitting Dale Stala. Pat Weezer, the pitcher, working for Sydney. On second base, Wayne Buckmaster. On first base, Junior Fisher. They definitely do not have speed out there. First pitch to Stala, fastball low, ball one.
No, Larry, I would have to concur with you. There is definitely no speed out there. And Dale Stala doesn't indicate that he might have any. It might be a good chance for double play.
Fastball high and away, ball two. And Tad Weezer has lost his control. He's lost his rhythm out there, and it's obvious, Al. He's forcing everything up there now.
He is. Ringelmann, I think, maybe might start thinking a little bit. Steve came in with a bases loaded situation in a relief job before this season and got sitting out of a tight jam.
Fastball chased and missed. Strike one. 2-ball, 1-strike count now on Dale Stala. So Weezer gets the first man and walks the next two, and he's now gone 2-1 to Dale Stala. On deck, Roger Hayden. Weezer into the stretch, looks back at Buckmaster, comes to the plate, fastball hit on the ground to second baseman Bob Decker. He lets it play him, but he still gets the man at first base. Moving on to third base, Wayne Buckmaster on to second base, Fisher. Two men out, and coming to the plate, Roger Hayden, our mini right fielder. Hayden, his last time up, his only time up, struck out. Roger Hayden, a little quick right fielder. He gets his cuts up there. That's one thing you have to say about him.
The play that Decker just made, Larry, would indicate that he has all the confidence in the world in the ability of Pat to get out this Hayden kid, as well as the infield, to keep any more runs from scoring.
Fastball, call strike on that corner. And Pat Weezer gets the first pitch over to Roger Hayden, jumps ahead of the batter. Two men out, two men on, men in scoring position. Two men, man on third base, Wayne Buckmaster. And on second base, Junior Fisher. Both of them have walked. And the umpire's just broken his mask. And he's got to go over and find out. It isn't the easiest thing in the world to catch those foul balls on your nose.
No, and it is a little bit painful every now and again.
It has a tendency to divide your and conquer your nose.
Yeah, right.
Pat Weezer working on the mound. He's keeping loose by throwing over to his first baseman. The umpire goes over and finds himself another mask. One he can see through, hopefully, like the last one. Although some fans would say no umpire can see through any mask.
Let alone see.
I could throw up a plate of plexiglass up there, and some fans would claim they couldn't see.
Absolutely.
Roger Hayden with one strike on him now. At the plate, right fielder for Shadron. Shadron trailing in this ball game 7-1. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Championship ball game for the Panhandle League Midget Championship. Weezer winds and fires. He had a notion. Just low. Ball one. Weezer took a second look at that, and we have a dog who's complaining down here on the side. He roused the canine corps. 1-1 pitch. Call strike two on that quick slider. 1-2 count now on Roger Hayden. And Weezer looked like he threw the slider that time. That one had a slight break on it. Quick break. Weezer comes to the plate. High fastball, chased and missed. Strike three. That retires the side, so Weezer works himself out of a jam. So in that inning, no runs on no base hits. Two men left on base, no errors. And at the end of six complete innings of play, it's Sydney 7, Shadron 1.
Fix Pharmacy urges all you 4-H'ers to get your show animals ready for the fair now. Their veterinary corner has everything you need. Franklin has show sticks, shampoos, brushes, and combs, and many other champion quality show supplies, including the first choice of professional hoof and horn instruments. Also featured a cinch luster coat, a special grooming aid to enhance the natural gloss and condition of the hair coat of horses and ponies. See these now at Fix Pharmacy in the Jones Center in Sydney. You suddenly discover that your trusty family car has betrayed its trust. Don't give up. With their quick, convenient auto loan, the Sydney National Bank can get that new car or that better previously owned auto. The first stop you should make is Sydney National Bank, 1108 10th, your full-service bank with emphasis on service.
Listen, you guys, Hamilton's is having a big midnight sale this Friday at both Brigham City stores. Cut it! You guys can get a Panasonic spherical radio for just $7.29, battery operated and a perfect gift for Christmas. Cut the racket! That ain't all. There are values throughout both stores. All you gotta do is follow the searchlights Friday evening to either Hamilton's for their Money Magic Day savings. Remember, Hamilton's big midnight sale from 8 p.m. till midnight this Friday. Cut the racket!
Ladies and gentlemen, right before your very ears, the great Hamilton will stretch your purchasing dollar. Impossible, you say. Well, just listen. I say the magic words, Hamilton's Money Magic Days, and what should suddenly appear but... Ta-da! A Keystone 125 flash sweep camera outfit priced at a low $888. Now that's stretching money. This and many more in-store values are yours Friday from 8 till midnight at both Hamilton stores. Just follow the searchlights to Hamilton's Money Magic Day's midnight sale, Friday 8 till the witching hour.
Gwendolyn, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm leaving. I'm going to Hamilton's for their big midnight sale Friday from 8 till midnight. I have fallen in love with Rock'em Sock'em Robots, sale priced at $8.99. No, Gwendolyn, that isn't all. There are other values throughout both Hamilton stores. You'll know where I'm going by following the searchlights. Gwendolyn, this is it. I can't pass up Hamilton's money magic days. I should be home later. Have a sandwich waiting. You can save at Hamilton's midnight sale, Friday from 8 till midnight at both stores.